USA Radio News with John Hunt.
An agreement has been reached with Chinese officials to resume trade talks between Washington and Beijing. John Clements reports.
That announcement was made by President Trump at a news conference at the end of the G20 summit in Japan.
We're holding on tariffs and they're going to buy farm product. But that could happen, John. This doesn't mean there's going to be a deal, but they would like to make a deal, I can tell you that. And if we could make a deal, it would be a very historic event. You know, we've never really had a deal with China.
Mr. Trump also announced that U.S. tech firms can continue selling to China's Huawei despite concerns over theft of American technology. I'm John Clemens.
Congratulations are in order to the United States women's soccer team as they knocked off France, the host country, 2-1 in the Women's World Cup. Now the top-ranked Americans are headed to Lyon to face number 3 England in a semifinal match on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpaste. Dental hygienist Linda Hirsch.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids that form in our mouth, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
President Trump dismissed Jimmy Carter's swipe at the legitimacy of his presidency, calling it nothing more than, quote, a Democrat talking point, end quote, while offering his own digs at the 94-year-old Jimmy Carter. Speaking to reporters at a press conference in Japan, Trump said he was surprised by the former president's comments, alleging that Russian interference in the 2016 election was responsible for putting him in the White House. And he punched back, though with a somewhat muted response, at least for Trump. He said, quote, look, he was a nice man. He was a terrible president. He's a Democrat, and it's a typical talking point. He's loyal to the Democrats, and I guess you should be, end of quote, adding that everybody now understands I won not because of Russia, but because of no one but myself. Jimmy Carter, speaking during a discussion on human rights at a resort in Leesburg, Virginia, said, there's no doubt that the Russians did interfere in 2016. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
After walking out of the Oregon Senate last week, Republicans plan to return to the state capitol and resume voting on those bills, according to caucus leader Herman Bartschlecker. Bartschlecker said lawmakers have an obligation to pass the budget bills, and he believes lawmakers can complete the work by the Sunday midnight deadline for lawmakers to adjourn. Democrats have a slate of other policy bills they'd like to pass, and the Republicans would not say if they'd waive procedural rules to allow votes on the legislation in the waning hour of the session. Altogether, more than 100 bills and resolutions are still pending and needs Senate approval. Republicans had shut down the Oregon Senate for more than a week by walking out and denying the Democrats the 20-member quorum they needed to conduct business. They did so with the stated purpose of blocking a climate change bill, but have given mixed public messages that they may be trying to stop other various taxation bills. There are 18 Democrats and 12 Republicans in the Oregon Senate. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is offering an update after investigating the link between some dog food brands and canine heart disease. The summary that was released after a year-long investigation, the federal agency is now saying it believes the potential association between diet and DCM, canine dilated cardiomyopathy, in dogs is a complex scientific issue that may involve multiple factors. The FDA is using a range of science-based investigative tools as it strives to learn more about the emergence of this potential link to certain diets or ingredients. You can listen to us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.